Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.
Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another version of the Community Spotlight, where we look for information and inspiration during the coronavirus crisis going on. Nowhere else can we find inspiration than, of course, in our healthcare field. Stephanie Redo is a nurse at IU Health Arnett. And Stephanie, you're on the COVID floor. Is that where you're working right now?
Hi, Jim. Yes, that's where we're at. PCU is the new COVID-19.
How does someone get that duty?
Yeah, so PCU has been my home since I started at Arnett in 2017. And a while back, as management got ready to face this pandemic, we all kind of got an email and we geared up and here we are, ready for battle.
So they just said, this is what you're going to do. That's the way it is.
No, we have options. If we, for whatever reason, you know, we all have personal reasons, we can't be there. We protect our own. So We've been kind of, you know, shifting people throughout the house, but there was no reason for me not to be able to do this. So I chose to stay.
Can I ask how many patients you're working with at this point in time?
I've been out of work for a little bit, but we have high rotation, you know. They come, we test them, and if they come back negative, we move them up in the house to protect them. So it's hard to give you a number because we're going through so many patients.
Talk about the mental aspect for you. How difficult is this for you? Just leave the nursing behind. As a person, how difficult is this for you?
Well, it's been very challenging, Jim. I'm a mom to seven beautiful kids, and for personal reasons, we decided it was best to protect them. So they've been over at their dad's since all this started. That's perhaps the toughest, you know. And I'm a social person, so this social isolation's been a little rough, but I'm doing the best I can with my time and trying to stay healthy and exercise, feed my mind. So we're getting there.
Personally, for me, it's been one of the more difficult things. I had gotten into a nice mode where I was going to the gym on a regular basis. I was exercising. I was eating well. And I got to tell you, the past month, all that's kind of gone out the window as I sit and sip on a drink from a fast food place and had fast food breakfast this morning.
I feel you. I'm trying to be conscious about that. So, you know, I've got to keep myself healthy, too.
After a long day, so you come home to an empty house. That's so, so different. While you're there, what do you do with your head?
Yeah, well, honestly, when I come home from work, I just jump in the shower and go straight to bed. So there's not much time there. I'm exhausted. But Netflix has been nice. I've been reading a lot. You know, I've been talking to my fish. But no, yeah, trying to cook healthy meals, getting a little workout every now and then, going for a run, trying to clear my mind.
Stephanie Redo is my guest right now. She's a nurse at IU Health Arnett. Talk about how your daily routine, has it changed at all with COVID-19?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. First off, I really enjoy my coffee, so I'm waking up a lot earlier so I can drink it, because once those masks are on, you know, there's no coffee. So, you know, it takes us a long time to gown up and go into rooms. So, you know, there's that aspect of it. We're used to, any clinician can tell you, the biggest or the most exciting part to me about nursing personally is being able to interact with my patients and being there and getting to know them and having those relationships, you know. And it's so different nowadays. There's a lot of trust going around, and this community has been absolutely amazing, from patients to their families, you know. But it's changed our whole dynamics for sure.
We got to be a part of the Park and Pray the other night, where we went out to support medical workers with a local church. Did you get a chance to see it, participate in it, or were you working too hard? What's the story? Did you see it?
Yes, Jim, it was pretty amazing, actually. It was I walked out on Good Friday from a long shift, and it brought me to tears. I was very humbled by the whole experience. It was very much appreciated by all of our staff. So,
do you feel like a hero?
No, I just feel like I'm doing my job. You know, this is what we sign up to do. This is, you know, I'm a nurse, so I can speak from the nursing aspect, but I think anyone from respiratory therapists to our patient care technicians and our physicians, lab, EVS, this is what we're here for. You know, we do this every day. It's just not usually during a pandemic, right? So we're ready. We've been prepared for this, and we just go to work like any other day, try to put a smile on our faces and do our job.
What do you say to people that say this isn't as big of a deal as we thought it was going to be, as it was made out to be?
You know, it's hard. I just had that conversation yesterday. I think if you go to talk to clinicians over in bigger cities like New York City or Indianapolis even, you know, it's very, very real, you know, and it's very real here. We've seen patients in their 30s and 40s on vents. I think we acted somewhat fast, and maybe perhaps we're seeing this curve flatten, which is what we were trying to achieve, you know. We want to make sure that the healthcare system can take care of this. We don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system. So as long as everybody does their part, then hopefully we can ride this a little better than we thought.
How often are you being tested for this as someone who's exposed to it every day?
I haven't been tested. I haven't had any symptoms. We have, while we are exposed, we have control exposure, right? Because we've had plenty of PPE and supplies, the personal protective equipment, to go into rooms, and we all have to wear masks. You know, the CDC has determined that this is a droplet. So we have droplet precautions. Everyone from the moment they enter the hospital are wearing masks. So we have control exposure, I guess.
Are you wearing the same stuff all day? I mean, we've seen shortages in other places. I don't know if we're experiencing that here, but talk about that process when it comes to the equipment that you're using.
We haven't had a shortage of supplies. We've, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it, and we've anticipated and trying to figure out what to do. We're certainly being mindful with our PPE. You know, N95s are intended for you to wear them for long periods of time, but we haven't had to reuse the same mask more than one day. I don't know, they send them out to Indy now in order to be able to recycle them, but we're using our own mask. If I go back to work, I drop another one and use it, and that's that.
All right. Well, a couple days off. Was it relaxing for you to have a couple days off, or is it driving you crazy to have a couple days off?
Driving me a little crazy. You know, the Progressive Care Unit is fast paced, very much fast paced, you know, and like I said, I'm a mom to many kids. So, you know, too much downtime for me, I think.
Stephanie, thank you so much for what y'all are doing, and give our best to all your team members out there and everybody you're working with. Keep up the good fight, and hopefully someday soon we'll see the other side of this.
Thank you so much, Jim. Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there, and it really, I can't thank the community enough for the outpour of love and support. It's really having quite humbling. To see not only our unit and the house come together, but to see the love and support for the community, it really has fueled our passion, and it's pretty exciting to see.
Stephanie Redu from IU Health Arnett. She's a nurse out there. We appreciate your time. This has been another edition of the Q-munity.
Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.